Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We had the machlokes. First of all, again, we have the machlokes between Reb Shimon ben Manes and Rabbi Akiva, whether or not the ikar of the carbon that we have on Shnei Alechem is the kvasim, or whether it's the lechem. Rabbi Akiva holds that the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim are not ma'akiv the lechem. And the opposite is true according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manas. Different echrechim, and whether or not, and how we get it from the psukim, like we have, with the Gemara made the drushes, Lashem Lakoyin, does it mean, is it referring to the kvasim? Is it referring to the lechem? And now we had also the besides the din of machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, whether the kvasim are ma'akim the lechem or the lechem is ma'akim the kvasim, we have another machlekes, and that is in the din of Zika, that the kvasim, once they become zakuk, to the lechem, and the lechem is zakuk to the kvasim, but either one of them gets lost, then the other one is also going to be dachoy, and it's going to be chayv and sreifa. The question that we have is, at what point does it become zakuk? At what point do they become unified to become one entity? Does that happen as early as the tenufa? Again, the way Rashi Shita is, the tenufa, even mechayim, takes place when they're both. You weigh both of them together. And therefore, if you weigh both of them together, the tenufa itself could make the zika, and if after the tenufa they're together, one of them gets lost, then the other one has to be avud also, becomes dacha, you have to burn it. On the other hand, there's another tzad besides the tenufa, that is, maybe you need the shechita to do it. Maybe the tenufa does not do it. Maybe you need the shechita to do it. Even if you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, remember, who holds, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that the lechem is the ikar, but what's matter, the lechem to be eaten? The shechita of the kvasim, it's the kvasim. We'll have to see, Yeshua. The shechita of the kvasim, the shechita of the kvasim, that we'll have to see a bit more about. But, the question that we have is, even Rabbi Yechanan, who said that the shechita makes the zika, maybe also holds. We don't know. Maybe the tenufa also makes the zika. And I'll ask, what is it all relevant? What is it all relevant that the shechita should make the zika if the tenufa make the zika? But we said, if you hold, let's say that the tenufa is not ma'akiv, Taisa Shita is, that the tenufa is not ma'akiv, maybe you didn't do the tenufa. Or maybe, like the Karen Ayer tells, maybe you did the tenufa when they were not together. If you made the tenufa, let's say, by the kvasim by itself, or the lechem by itself, could be easy talking over there that it's not going to create the zika. There you'll come onto the shechita to do it. The Gemara now comes, we're holding Memvav. Wait a second. It says that this concept of zika that we have, it's not only by the Shnei Halacha. It's not going to apply by the Shnei Halacha, but only, if you wait. So what we have, huh?
Sorry.
Well, I'm involved. Chasam
and Iskayim, so is there a zika that happens with later?
What do you say?
No, if there's a bit of zika by the muscle, the nafas, the soul, the sock, for a karma. So how do we have the...
There's no zika, no. It'll only by a taita.
Only
a taita. We're not saying, the concept of the zika will apply only by the shnei halachem and the kvasim, the kipsi atzeres. Or the we're going to even say that it's going to apply by a taita with lachbe taita. By a regular Minchas Mesachim, it's not relevant. There's no sin of Zika by a Minchas Mesachim. Huh? What?
Whether you can bring it at night or not.
No, but that has nothing to do with it.
What?
That's not a Zika. There's no din. Zika means that because it becomes one entity, to the extent that if one gets lost, the other one becomes a puzzle. That's what we mean by the Zika concept. Yeah.
Well, I'm asking, but the copy bringing it at night, when does that click?
That clicks when, especially, well, if you could have passed this or the way we said it. If it becomes, let's say, Habayim Im Hazevach. No, so there are two ways. The way we said from the Shita Mekubetzes is there are two ways for it to become Im Hazevach. Either a Zevach because it was there at the time of the Shita is Mekadoshit. And let's say the Shita is Mekadoshit. All right. The Shechita will be Mekadoshit, and it becomes part, the Avoida of it can only be done B'yai, but cannot be done B'alayla. The Zehu. That's it. Shechita
being Mekadoshit, isn't that a Zika?
No. The Shechita can be Mekadosh. Why? Just the wine itself is it. Nobody over there's no other. It's not going to be Ma'akif. If the wine is not around, it's not going to be, it becomes possible, becomes lost. There's no din over there that anything like that becomes, that the carbon itself becomes lost, becomes puzzle. It's only that it becomes the entity in terms of its avayda, you do the avayda b'yayim. You can't do it by lila. Then there's another one, it's b'yayim ha-zevach, where it was not around at the time of the shechita, it came later that day. But either, one way or the other, it's not in either of these cases. It's only what's going to be nageya. Doing the avayda b'lila, nobody holds it's going to become up, that if it's avud, then the other one becomes a puzzle. No, it's only going to be gay. This is a separate halacha. I don't know why. Where does it come from? That we'll have to see yet. About it. The place where we're going to learn it from. We're going to learn it from, see from a nazir. We'll see where we got it from. But let's see how it's going to work by a taiva. Now we have very big chidushim that we have here. That's how we learn the Gemara. Pray to Gemara. Ushita is a Zika. That's where we are. The hep laid down. The Amid and Mevav Amid Allah. Ushita is a Zika. Does the Shita make a Zika? Or a Midi? We have a Kashuk. We learned from a Bryson. This Bryce is talking about a Taita. Achalai Shachta. Person goes and he brings Lachbei Taita. Forty Lachbei Taita. When does it, what kind of Kedusha does the Lachbei Taita have? Kedusha's Domim. Not Kedusha's Aguf until the Shechita of the Taita. Once the Shechita of the Taita is done, it becomes Kadosh Kedusha's Aguf. For example, it becomes possible be I'd say. Till then, it only has Kedusha's Domim. Tell me, it has Kedusha's Domim. You go, you take it outside the Azara, nothing happens. So what?
Where was it baked?
In the Tanner. Or in the Azara even. It doesn't make any difference.
The
Tanner depends if the Tanner is a Klisharis, and that depends, of course, on that. Yes. But what we're talking about is until you have the Shechita, the Kedusha will only be Kedusha Stavim. If it'll go out, it won't even become possible, I'd say. So what but once you have the Shechita is Mekadosh the Lechem, similar to what happens by the Shnei Lechem. So what we have over here is our meeting. Ad Shalai Shachta Nifras Lachma. There's another din that we have by Lachbei Taida, similar again to Lechem Apod. In order for it to be kosher, the whole carbon, the Lachbei Taida have to be intact. All four have to be up. They break apart. One breaks apart, the whole thing itself becomes possible. You can't give me eights in the Taita with that. Why? Where's the Malka Rashi butchers over there? Where that comes from? But Lamaisa, if one of the chalas break apart, then the whole lecha becomes possible. You can't use any 40, and you have to bring another Taita. Achalai Shachta Nifras Lachba. No problem. If it happened before the Shechita, does it have the Kedusha of the Lachbei Taita then? So what do you do? Yavi Lachem Acher. Just replace it with another Chala.
What?
What?
Replace it with a crow.
You place it with another challah.
Yeah,
a single challah, yeah.
A single
challah. The other that mishaychet. However, mishaychta difreslachta. Once you shechted it, and then one of the challahs became pasul, you can't rectify it then. Adab, what do you do with it? The carbon, the behemoth is okay. It's not going to pass on the behemoth. The behemoth, the carbon itself, it's not going to be puzzled, but it does pass on the whole ringing of the Torah. Nifreslach, nifreslach adam is yizarek. The habasar of the carbon itself, yeyachel. The carbon itself, but I'm saying the carbon in the nomenclature, we're talking the carbon itself refers to the behemoth. Not the overall taina. They need a layatza. But you're not yaitza the bringing of the taina. He has to bring another taina with the lechem. But halachem, puzzle. If either all or nothing, if all the lechem is intact, then it's good. It's legitimate. It's kosher. If it's not, one of them is broke apart, then the whole thing is puzzle. Nizrak hadam, let's say, the dam was Nizrak, not the Shechita only. You did the whole thing. It was Kvaldik. Till the Zrika, it was perfect. Until and including the Zrika, it was perfect. And then it broke apart. So what? Nizrak Adam, Tyrim in Asholim ala Parus. You could go be Tyrim, take 4 out of the 40, take 10, 1 out of each 10, 1 out of each 10 out of the each mid 10, give it to the Kayan, and everybody's happy. Now, that's the din, and the same principle applies, not only where it breaks apart, but where there are other din things that happen to it also. For example, Achalei Shachta Yatza Lachma. Well, no harm done, it only has Kedushas Daman. Machnisa, bring it back in, Mishaych. However, Mishashachta Yatza Lachma. After the Shechita, what, the Yilechem went out, and it was Miskadish, Hadam Yizarek. Go and do the Zrika of the Dam, like we said before, even if the Lechem becomes puzzle, that does not puzzle the behemoth. Ba'basar Yaychal of the carbon, Nidei Nidra Layotza, but you're not Yaytza, the Taita. The Taita you're gonna have to bring again. Ba'halachem puzzle. Okay? Very nice. Very good. We hear very well. We'll have to see the Rashi. He tells us more than that even. But let's read the Gemara, then we'll get the points to the Rashi. Nizra Kadam. Let's say you're a Zayrik the Dam. And then it went out, B.I.T.S.A. Possibly, Nizra Kadam. Tayrebi Mashemifnim. Al Shemichutz. You go and you're Tayrim. Or from the Lachmei Taina that remained Bifnim, that remained Kosher, not from the one that's Bechutz, because that of course is Puzzle. Don't include that into the Chalas. And and the same thing happens. Another example. A third example. Achelei Shachta Nitma Lachma. We said a case where it broke apart. We said a case where it became Pasul Yaitse. Now we're saying a case where it became Tameh. Now Tameh, as we all know from our experience, Tameh is looking at it completely differently. Nitma Lachma. What do you do over there? That actually Shachta Nitma Lachma. Before the Shechita, the Lachma, no, maybe Lachma. Again, the same thing, replace it. No harm done. Over there, didn't even have Kedushas Aguf. Not part of the Mishaychet. However, Mishishachta Nitma Lachma. So what happens do you do there? Hadam Yizarek. Babasi Yaychal. Like the same way as before. Like the same data, but consistent. But over here, look what we're saying. V'yidei Nidra Yatza. By Yaitza, you're not Yaitza. By Yaitza, you're not Yaitza Yachiv. If it breaks apart, you're not Yaitza Yachiv. If it became Tameh, you're even Yaitza. Why? Of course, based on our experience, we know Shatzitz Meratz Ala Tameh. It's Meratz Ala Achilas. And therefore, it's going, if you hold the tzitzis meratzo things, where the dover that's supposed to be nechal became tameh, the tzitzis meratzo on the achilas. And therefore, no harm done here either. Of course, you can't eat it, but that's it. You can't eat it when it's meratzo al achilas. But when again, the akrava of the carbon, you're yitzir, b'halecha puzzle. You can't eat it.
The
tzitz doesn't work. The tzitz is never, except for carbon pesach, like we pointed out in Daf Tesvav, you can never eat something just because of the tzitz. You can look at the thing that's supposed to be eaten as if it never became tameh, what's relevant to the akrava of the carbon. But never to go b'pail and eat it. The only thing you can do then is by carbon pesach, that the tzitz can be meratza, and even to the extent if it's that you'll be able to eat it. In the case, let's say, where it's a carbon tzibur, carbon tzibur, it's tuya b'tzibur, the tzitz will be meratza, and of course you have to be able to eat it. You can't eat it, then the ikar is worth more for the achil. Nizrak dahada, and it became tameh. Toire min hatar ala tameh. Now, what are we bringing that all in here over here for? Let's say you hold by the Shnei HaLechem, the Shechita makes the Zika. It's a Mekadosh. It's a Mekadosh the Lechem. Here also it's a Mekadosh the Lechem. But they go together and establishes them as one unit. So as soon as they become huskuzel zeh b'shchita, and we're saying over here that if one gets lost, it's like the other one got lost. Doesn't exist. Like you should, whatever you say about shtei alachim, you should say about alach b'taina. Over here, what are we saying? The carbon is good. Let the taina become puzzle. Why is it that the taina is not puzzle and the kvasim? The kibs that terrace are puzzle. The kvasim are puzzle, and the torben it's not puzzle. The taidah. Shiny taidah, the rachmanakai shlomim. The reason is because a taidah is sort of, there's a duality that we have in the carbon taidah. There are two levels of kedusha, called two shamus of a carbon. On the one hand, it's a specific taidah. But even if the taidah, there's a de facto din of shlomim by it. If a taina is not going to be good by it for a taina, it automatically becomes the shlomim. Because a taina is also a carpenter. Taina shlomov. What does it say? Ma shlomim kreivim, but like lechem. The taina, it becomes a de facto shlomim ab taina karva, but like lechem. It could be a din of a shlomim. And therefore, in that sense, it's different. Now, when we say this, we have involving thing up here that we have to touch up with here. Let's say you have a kaipasa miyaitse, or got broken apart. So what happens over there, and it happened after the shechita? What do you do? Hadam yizarek, and the carbon is pasa. You're not yaitse your nanner. That's true. You're not yaitse your nanner. You have to bring another kaita. But like the way we're saying, it's because it's a shlamim, it's going to be kosher. And therefore, the din is that the lechem you would not be able to eat where it became pasul miyaitzei, became tameh. Or in the case where it was broken apart, the whole lechem became tameh, it's neki. But the korban itself is good. Now the shayla that we have is, you do this rika, and the behema, the korban is good. How long do you have to eat it? The din is by a taida. You only eat it the yom v'layla. A shlomim, you eat shnei yom v'layla echad. What is it? You do this rika, and Rashi says, what do you do? And two Rashis we have here. Hadam, you see the Rashi? Hadam yizarek. Does everybody have that Rashi? The Rashi's going by the case of the dab breaking, of the lecha breaking apart. Hadam yizarek l'shev shlomim. You do this rika l'shev shlomim. The law l'shev taina. You don't do it l'shev taina.
Because
it's minor shlomim. Wait. Let's say the Rashi is another Rashi. Huh? What same one? There's another one, yeah. Do it before that, and then we have the other one by Yitzhak. Hadam Yizarek. L'shem Shlomim. That's by the Psalm of Yitzhak. In Mashmelos of Rashi is, you do it L'shem Shlomim. And what will happen? That it becomes a Shlomim. It becomes a Shlomim. How much more do you have to eat it? The Chazanish takes issue with this. The Chazanish learns also, the way we're saying, the Mashmelos of the Rashi, the Chazanish says that he would learn it differently. Not that it becomes a Shlomim. Where do you ever find a Zazach?
I mean, Moshe Pesach.
Avadi, you have transformation sometimes. Moshe Pesach. But this is not that. This is a carbon that became fossil. All of a sudden, becomes something else. Well, but we see him here. Gvaldik, a phenomenon we never really had before. I mean, you could have a case, you know, where you have an Asham, Shanita Klaria, you can make it into an oil. All right. That's different. But over here, it became fossil. The lechem became not usable. So what happens? You now go and you make it into a shlomim. Well, the dinim are different. The emes is not even so pushing from there. When you have the din of a meiser pesach, and meiser pesach, let's say that was left over, you didn't use it, it got lost. So the din is that it becomes a shlomim.
It's a machlekes if it's 2 days or one day.
If these akira or not. Right. So let's say we'll go with that, without that. It's different. After Pesach, it can even happen automatically. You don't even need, might not even be told whether it needs Akira or not, if it's after Pesach. But what's the Zman Achila of it? The Pasch is the Gemara. It's the Yom V'Laila.
Yom V'Laila, no. The Rambam says 2 days. He doesn't say it.
Pesach. Isn't it?
Yes, but that's Rav Chaim.
The Gemara over there says, even if he comes a Meiser Pesach, but there's Zman Achil, the Rambam is shver, advising that it's not like that. We have a problem with the Rambam there.
By the Sarin.
Over here, what's going to be? It becomes Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. There's a major transformation over here in this Taida that it becomes a Shlomim, and you're not allowed to be Zayrikit L'Shem Taida. You have to do it L'Shem Shlomim, Rashi tells us. You do it L'Shem Zrika, L'Shem Shlomim, and you do not do it L'Shem Taida. It's a new phenomenon over here. The Chazanish does not like this. But Rashi, that's how Rashi holds. Even he acknowledges that's what the way Rashi learns it that we have over here. That's A. All right. But so this is the din that we have. So the Gemara now says, only because over here it's different, therefore now, so there's one other thing I wanted to bring out over here also. That is correct. 100%. The Raya is because of what Rashi says. Rashi, that isn't that, I thought that's what I just was saying. Yeah, Rashi says, Hadam Yizarek, L'Shem Shlomim, V'lo L'Shem Taida. Not L'Shem Taida. You're not allowed to do it L'Shma. You have to do it Shelo L'Shma. Because that becomes the L'Shma. Of course, that's the reason. It means you're not allowed to do it L'Shem Taida. You do it L'Shem the Shlomim. There's one other thing that I wanted to bring out here also. We have a Givaldig Yisoid in Menachos that we did mention a couple of times in other contexts. When we say over here that there's a din of Yesh Zika, the Kvasim are Maskek, the Lechem, and the Lechem does the same thing to the Kvasim. Okay. Let's say the kvasim get lost after the tenufa. Let's assume that the tenufa is a zika. Okay? The first tenufa is isa zika. Alright? The tenufa is isa zika, and the kvasim get lost. What happens to the lechem? The lechem is also, it's possible, well, yay zika. What kind of kedusha did the lechem have? before the Shkita. Remember, it's only by the stage of the Tenufa. So the din is, it has only Kedushas Dabin. Unless you own the Tanner as Mekadosh. Well, you know, it's not Mekadosh. The way we're saying the Gemara is assuming even over here. The Gemara, so it has only Kedushas Dabin. So what are you left with? You're left with Lechem that does not have Kedushas Haguf. It has Kedushas Dabin. It's not able to be used. It's not able to be used, really, with the Klosim anymore. But beforehand, it was able to be used with the Klosim. And only because of the Din of Zika, you're not able to do it. Now, why should you not be able to redeem it? It has Kedushas Dabin, and it has only Kedushas Dabin. So why should it not be able to redeem it? It doesn't have, what kind of a din does it have a shaped tool when the whole thing itself only had Kedushas Dabin? Taismis comes on much at this point.
Yeah.
And even that, alright, so maybe that you reject. Okay. But fine. But at least be able to redeem it. So Taismis comes over here, and the Taismis I'm involved over here. Taismis for Kedina, we call Baka. Amdu kvasim amai yomad halechem. Ho islai pinyin. I, it has pinyin. Like the Gemara said, we bring some rifle Gemara Psachit, and similar Gemara Yitayna. Come on, Karebi. Mashmada le Rabbalazim, Rab Shimon Nafki, lechulin. Okay. Velo mistama lechalek. Maybe you'll say a difference. The shiny hacha, diike trufa mechayim. Maybe you'll say there's a difference. Since there was a trufa mechayim, and therefore you can't go and redeem it. Thomas Safkalon, the Isa Zika. What do you mean? We're Mesupik. It might even have made Zika. Kolshkein, the low Messiah. Kolshkein, the low Messiah, Lakadish. So I'm saying you shouldn't be able. It might even be able. Zika, you shouldn't. Zudi Amin in the Kaban. Shakhtu Shnei Kvasim Alar Bechalis. Manicha Mashai Nechos Bepinyin. Afagav Deika Tenufa Bekulhu. And therefore, what happens? Afterwards, you should be able to go and redeem it. Even though that maybe you would say, maybe it's said because of the truth of Tumah should not be a reason to be ma'akiv the pinyan.
Even though
there's Zika. Even though there is Zika for Taisus. But Taisus is dealing with what? You're going to be yaitzah the tnufa, even though what kind of a thing is this of Shtei Alecha? Does it have Kedusha of Shtei Alecha? What is it until it has Kedushas Haguf? We're saying over here that Tenufa can make a Zika. If what? I would hear that Tenufa can make a Zika if the Tatar would be Mekadoshit. I can hear that the Tenufa can make a Zika because it has part of the carbon. It's part of the carbon of the Shnei Alecha. The Shnei Alecha by the Kvar Kivsi Atzeres. But when Kol Shabbat that the Tatar was not Mekadoshit, what is it? It's no different than a watch. Hegdish has a watch, that's Kedushas Dabin. That Kabayis, alright, maybe it's different. But what, is this any different to Shnei Alechem than a watch? In what, it's not part of the carbon.
Is Zika can't bring it up to Kedushas
Dabin? No. The Zika, the Tenufa can't even do it. The Tyson saying after the Tenufa, you should be able to go and redeem it. What you see from over here is a Gvaldiki aside from Menachos. We did it before. We said that until you have it in the Bisa, put a regular mincha in the Bisa, it gets Kedushas Haguf. Until then, it's merely Kedushas Damim, which means that it doesn't have any deen above the mincha itself. It's Be'ilu, it's Yetzim Mechulat, all the deenim that we have. A mincha is not like that. No, it's not. A mincha gets the Shem of being a carbon mincha. Even before it gets the Kedushas Haguf, it has Dinei Mincha. It might even be able to be, and the Keren Ayah learns, Gemara's later on, in Dafkuf Gimel, that you would not, if unless it's Tameh, you would not be able to be Paited. Because it has a Shem Karben Mincha, you would not even be able to be Paited. If it became, unless it became Tameh, in like in our case here, where, like I said, where it's not usable. But if it becomes usable, and he was makdishit l'shem mincha, the whole it's even going to be a din deraisa l'chutei halachas karen iron. That the din is, you wouldn't be even be able to be painted. Remember, we said it when it was Nageya, the Gemara's, Rab Chanina, Magami Nadina, of whether or not it could be the Scottish, when it doesn't have Lecha, when it doesn't have Levina, or it doesn't have Shem in it, and yet whether at what point it gets Kedusha Sagul. And yet we have Dinim that we have Magami Nadina, you have to make a Blilu. At the time when you made the Blilu, does it have, what kind of Kedusha does it have at the time of the Blila? Right? When did you do the Blila? The Blila you do before? In which case, if you have that even before, where do you do the Blila? It's in the Bisa. And what is in there at the time of the Blila? No, Levina. It flowered the water and the oil. In which case, and yet it does not have Kedusha Sargul, we have the Machlaikis that we have over there in the Gemara before, yes, that you need all elements there. You need the Levina, you need the Shemen, you need, otherwise let's not get Kedusha Sagul, and I'll be came to our mitzvahs, you do the Plila. What kind of a din is that? Yoni Lazar brought a Raya from there to this too. Remember, he's the one that added this Nakuda. We had other Rayas. Look, I mean, this did too. You have to bring it because Beso even. The Kayin Gadol brings the Michas Haviti. What's he bringing me to the base? Where is so Machmed all of a sudden? He brings me, what's he bringing? This is Damim. What's the big deal? What kind of a dinim of the Mincha should be Machmed? Doesn't even get a Shem Carbon on it. That's kind of a different dinim that we have, the Gabe this. In which case, Taisvis tells us, you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tenufa. And that's Shtei Alechem. Even though it only has Kedushas Damim. The Kedushas Damim of a Mincha is not Stam. And then it's a prelude to a Karban Mincha. The Dine Karban started already from before. It's Mitzvah, so it's the Shem Mincha. Okay, now. Vashlom Kraven Malalecha Mavkata. Amr of Yeria. Now what? In Tintza Leimar Tanufa Isazika. Let's say you assume that the Tanufa is Isazika, the Suffolk that we have. At the Tanufa, they become unified, the Kvatsim, together with the Lechem. And what will happen then? In Tintza Leimar, Tanufa Isazika, Avad HaLechem, Avad Kvatsim, the Lechem gets lost, and the Kvatsim also get, the Kvatsim also become affected by it. Of the Kvasim, of Avad HaLechem, the same thing. Of the Kvasim, of the Lechem. The Intin Tzalema, Tanufa Eina Zika. Let's say, however, the Tanufa does not do it. Tevi Lechem, the Kvasim. Let's say he brought the Lechem and the Kvasim. Now, let the whole cup a little. The Umfu. And there was a Tanufa that you did. The Avad HaLechem. You did the Tanufa. And the lechem got lost. Nehemi lechem acher. The lechem got lost, and you brought other. Now, the intim tzalema, remember, the tenufa does not make the zikin. And what happened? You did the tenufa, so what happened? It's not, there's no zikin. Which means that the kvasim are okay. But what do? You replace them. You replace the lechem. But avad halechem, nehemi lechem acher. So you brought a second lechem after the first lechem got lost and you had already done the tenufa. Also our lechem, the second lechem, told tenufa, wait a tenufa. Does that need it or does it not need it? So does that second lechem need a tenufa or maybe it doesn't need a tenufa? Yeah, you'll do it together with the kvasim. Oh, wait a talk, Tanufa. Abdu Kvasim, Lativailach. However, let's say the Kvasim got lost.
You replaced the Kvasim.
The Vadai by Tanufa. Avada the Kvasim needed. Another Tanufa. Kiti Vailach Avad Alachem. And now, but what's qualifying again? The Aliva de Ben Nanis, Loti Boiloch. Like Ben Nanis, there is no suffix over here at all. Why? The Yomar Kvasim Iker. And therefore, because the Kvasim are the Iker, Avadi, you're going to need another Tanufa for the Kvasim.
Why not the left?
Kiti Vailach, Aliva de Rabbi Akiva. The suffix is, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds the Iker is the Lechem, not the Kvasim. Maybe if you did the Kvasim, you don't have to do the second Tanufa by the Kvasim, it'll make when you replace the Kvasim. The Amai Lechem Iker, why? Came in the Lechem Iker by Tanufa. Since the Lechem is an Iker, which case? What got lost?
Lechem.
Look at the lechem there, guys. By came with the lechem iker by trufa. Oh, Dilma. Still, you don't need it, even if you hold the lechem is ba'akif. Why? Came with the matir in the day. Kibasim dino. Lotzarech trufa. Even if you learn like Rabbi Akiva, like we said before. Even if you learn like Rabbi Akiva that the lechem is the iker, the lechem is ba'akif the kvasim. And the kvasim are not ba'akim the lechem. Afal became the kvasim are matir the lechem. They are matirim the lechem. Without the shechita, with the zrika of the kvasim, of the avaydus ha-kvasim, you're not going to be able to eat the lechem. And therefore, there is something essential to the kvasim. And therefore, maybe you have to do maybe you do not have to do another lecha, another tenufa to the lecha, but the lecha is replaced. Because soif called soif, there's a certain degree of being a tafel of the lechem to the kvasim, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, so what is the Gemara saying over here? And that's the Gemara says teku. So the Gemara says teku. Therefore, the Gemara says, so if the Gavina Dinam of Zika, there is certainly a Zika, because we say, Avad, let's say the Shechita, the Tanufa. Let's say we're going now that the Tanufa is Isa Zika. No, it's not Isa Zika, nothing to talk about. Well, no. Yeah, right. So let's say,
Then why the question?
Yeah, because we want to know when they did the mitzvah of the tenufa of the kvasim onto the lechem. What was the ikar of the thing? What was accomplished with that tenufa? The tenufa was a tenufa of the kvasim.
That's it.
And the lechem, what is the status exactly? Was the lechem merely an appendage that the Torah wanted to take place together with the kvasim? But the yikar mitzvah is the tenufa of the kvasim. It's an appendage, Iron. You did the yikar of the tenufa by the kvasim, and then the lechem got lost and you have to replace it? Good. So there was an appendage to it anyway. And therefore, the fact that you did it originally, you know, it's not required. There's no such concept of the lechem itself requiring, and that should be itself the reason for the tenufa. Or maybe it's not like that. Maybe the lechem by itself could be a mechayev for it. Or maybe it's equal status to it also. Maybe each one, there's no difference. Or then, again, maybe it's merely a davar tofel to the kvasim. If now that the lechem itself is found, could that in itself be a reason? That's why the Gemara says, certainly, if you hold like Ben Nanis, that the egg is a kvasim, it's not going to be a mechayev of anything new. The question that we have is, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to him, maybe the ikar of the tenufa is the lechem. Maybe it's not. Soif called soif. The kvasim is the thing that's required to be matter the lechem, and therefore it is a glitz, and merely we view it as something which is ancillary to the tenufa of the kvasim.
Even
according to Rabbi Akiva, that Odilma came in the matir in the kvasim, needed like tzarech tenufa. Soif kol soif, it's ancillary. Thank you. We don't really know whether it requires a second one. I'm going to buy the Rav now. What are we saying over here? Maishna shnei kvasim. They're mekadosh the lechem. See, again, when we're saying they're mekadosh the lechem, I should really... The word mekadosh the lechem implies that the Tanner was not mekadosh it. What is it until this point? Kedushas lam. Let's say the Tanner was mekadosh it. So what sense is it mekadosh it? The Gemara asked this kasha later, not here, not even in this parent. No, wait. Yeah. But the Gemara says, let's say the Tanner is mekadoshin. Rebbe holds the Tanner is mekadoshin. The Gemara later on, the Parakram Yishmael, or the Ayin Beis, asked the kasha, it says that Rebbe says the Shechita is mekadosh.
What says?
So what do you mean, Ismail? What sense is it Mekadosh? What means Shechita is Mekadosh? It's Kaddish ready from the time of the baking. The Tanner was Mekadosh. So think about when Rebbe says it's Mekadosh, what it means is it designates it. It's Kaveya it as part of the carbon. He takes us a very quick peek at the very end of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, right at the very end of the Perek Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara over there takes a beat on Ayin Beis on the very end of the Perek, where it's the end of the Perek, so right in the middle of the Amid. So the Gemara over there brings him Achlaikis Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says, because Sama Rebbe Tanner Mekadosh, Iyafilei Meyesma, Lipsalei Melina, Sama Rebbe Tanner Mekadosh. How can you say Rebbe holds that the Tanner is Mekadosh and Rebbe holds that the Kibsi Atzeres are Mekadosh Velechem? That's a question that everybody probably is asking or thinking about. Kibsi Atzeres, Ein Mekadosh Velechem Mishchita, that's Rebbe. Rebbe holds like that. Dibre Rebbe. And he holds that the Shechita is Mekadosh. How can you tell me that the Tanner is Mekadosh and he holds that it is? That's why, just to get a clock on what the Gemara means over here. So think about Reb. I'm at Le'alam Reb Shem Elazar Reb Shemit. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak, the very last line of that parak. What does he mean when it says it's Mekadosh? Hukvu Balai Hukvu Amar. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak. He doesn't really mean the word Kiddush. Hilkvu v'loi hukvu uka amar. He's kaveh, it's part of the carbon. You see the Rashi? Hukvu, the last Rashi of the Perek, Babish. Shachtan lishman, v'zarakam and lishman. Hukvu hachalais, l'oisen klasim. V'ein yachal lishanais ha'lechem l'zevach acher. You can't change it to another one. It becomes part of parcel of that carbon. Not that it really is this Kaddish. It's Kaddish already from before. What does it mean, the word Kiddush? Hukvu v'loi hukvu. He was, when he said the word Kiddush, he didn't really mean the word Kiddush. Ella aval Kaddish, but Tanner, Rashi says, the Kiddush comes at the Tanner. What's Rebbe really coming and telling us? That it becomes hukvu. And therefore, whatever happens, the ikar, it happens like they, the shechita of the kvasim, according to Rebbe. Not even this week, it's a shechita. According to Maishna, shnei kvasim, the mekadoshin lechem, or ba'ak, great thing about it now. When we talk about the mitzvah of the shnei lechem, like we've been saying all along, parshas emar, how many karbanos are brought with the shnei lechem? Well, we have the immediate stage, the kvasim, the kitzei atzeres, the shlamim. But of course, besides that, we have the par, we have two elim. We have seven kvasim. I don't know the numbers. I think it's seven kvasim. We have a sar lachatos. When you said it comes to ten, the one, the two elim is three. Yeah, huh? The three, and the seven is ten. Yeah. And the one, the Chatas is 11, plus the Kinsia Tzeretz is 13. Ten Oilers, one Chatas, and two Shlav. Now what? So the Gemara says, what's happening? What are we making a big deal? Big thing, and we forget about the other Kabbalists. We're only talking about the Kinsia Tzeretz. We're only talking about the Kvasim. Why don't we give equal, equal attention to the other ones. But, lost my bearings. Umaishna Shiva Kvasid.
Umaishna Shiva
Mikachi Lachem. Uba Akvi. Umaishna Shiva Kvasid. Upar, the Aleb, the Lobakachi. What's up is there, Mikadish? And the other ones don't play a role in the Lachem. So the Lobakachi Lachem, Lobakvi. The other ones are not Ba'akiv. Only these are Ba'akiv. No Zikas, only for this. The reason why we're making a big thing out of this, the Kvasim, is because there's the Torah associated, made a greater association with these than with the other ones, because they have to be waved together. What do you mean? Vare Taida, Talahusku Zela Zebet Tanufa. You think when it's Mekadosh it, it's only because they were Huskugu Metrufa, there's no Metrufa by a Taida. To wave them, Umekad, Uma Akva, they were saying that it's also Akva. That's what we've been having the whole time at Ramad Aleph. Ela Ketaida, Ba Taida Shlomim, Abachanami Shlomim. It's not like by a Taida, it's by Akiv. And therefore, over here, it's also back up by what? Only by Shlomit, like a Titan. Of course. Over there, what do you mean? How do you know what would happen if they had other Karbonis? Over here, there are other Karbonis that can have equal opportunity employer. Something about it. Honey, the Ika is Vachem, Achrina, Bahadeh, Liknishu, Hani, Bahani, let them both work. Hello, Kael Nasser. Where do we learn it out from? Only from the El Nazir. Ba'a El Nazir. The Isle of the Nazir. Abba Zab, the Ikis Vacham Achrina. Havel became. We have, when the Nazir's the Zman is over. What does he bring? He brings a Chatas. He brings an Isle. He brings a Shlomim. But yet, Ba'a El Nazir. Abba Zab, the Ikis Vacham Achrina. There's a chatas and an oila. Shlomim of the Mekadshi, but it's only the shlomim that's Mekadish the lechem of the Nazir. Bini achrina lo, ochadabi leishna. Here, over here, it's not, that's therefore we learn it out from Nazir that it's going to be Mekadish. The Kipsi Ataris are Mekadish just like the El Nazir. And how do you know there? That's another awesome. We know them, the Sadia. This oil yasin zebach shlomim la Hashem. Al sal habatzes. Belam echa sal ba chayba. That the sal ba chayba the yal, shchitas ayel, mikacha, and the shchita of the ayel is mikadish the sal habatzes. Lefikov, therefore, shachtu shaloi lishmo. Let's say a person shechted the ayel, shaloi lishmo, like inshallahem. And that will apply there, it applies here. Whenever there's a din of the shechita by a taida, there's a shechita by a shealechem, there's a shechita by the aisle, where it's mekadosh the lechem, these three cases, if you did it shelo lishma, it's not going to be mekadosh it. Whatever mekadosh means, right? Whatever mekadosh means, it won't do the job. Now. So again, now this is the... This is the din that we have, where the Torah made it together, it's Mekadosh it, so it becomes even one entity, based on the fact that we have, we don't know where it is, whether it happens only through the Shechita, or maybe even by the Tanufa, but there's even going to be a din of Zika. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we have a new din. You can't always have... Can't always have the shleimus of the carbon. Now, shtei alechem habos b'fnei atzman. You didn't have kvasim in the first place. You brought the shtei alechem all by themselves without kvasim. Now, who holds that you can have that? Only Rabbi Akiva. You can't, according to Shim Ben Nadis, you certainly cannot have that. See the Rashi right away. So we have, you know, Makat the Lechem, and they were not able to get hold of Kvasim. The din is, you bring the Lechem by itself. Shtei Lechem Abayis Mifnei Atzman. Yunfu, what do you do with it? You make the Tenufa. Well, can't do it together with the Kvasim. Then you do it with the Tenufa by itself. You do it by itself. And what do you do with it afterwards? There's no, what's the matir? There's no matir, remember. We just said before, you need the kvasim to be matir. So you can't eat the chayra, you can't eat it. Utenufa, what happens? The chayra, you should say, you can't eat it. Yudfu. And what do you do with the tenufa? Utenufa, tzurasa, v'yetza, the besas reifa. Let it become ibar tzura, because you don't have kvasim. And then it'll burn it. Bye.
So what do you accomplish?
The mitzvah? Yeah, you've got the mitzvah, the tenufa. Great thing about Ilach achila, I said, what is it coming for? Is it coming for achila? So lechlinu. Ilis reifa asyan. If you hold that the mitzvah bringing it is supposed to be followed up, let's say, as part of the avaydus hakarbon, in the absence of achila, what do you do with it? Is it for the, is it earmarked for the mitzvah of Sreifa? Also, the Sarfino the Alta, so burn it immediately, even on Yonta. Before, Lava Lehmer Tzura, why do you have to wait till Mechaz Basel Melina, till the, tomorrow morning, after Yonta, Nisrachak? Omar Abba, Leoilam, Leachila Asyan, you eat it. Same, but the reason why you burn it is being around and Xerishem is Dabdu lo kvasim l'shan haba. What's going to happen next year? Next year, the people are going to remember that, last year, remember what we did with it? We ate it. And next year, however, there's going to be kvasim. Maybe they'll find kvasim. L'shan haba shem is Dabdu kvasim l'shan haba. They're going to say what? Look, remember last year, Ishtaka Vayachalu Lechem like Kvasim. Didn't remember? Didn't we eat Lechem without the Kvasim? Achshav Nami Necho. Now we can eat also the Eidol Yadi. And they're not going to remember, they're not going to be aware of the fact. Do you know why it happened? That Ishtaka Lo Ava Kvasim, that there were no Kvasim, therefore we ate a dead only because there were no Kvasim. Eidol Shayu Nafshayu. They can be matter themselves. Ashtadika kvasim. But now that there are kvasim, kvasim of the sharifu. Now you need the kvasim to be matter. What was mekadesh the lecha? Whatever need that we needed, the Gemara says, so what will happen? Two things, lechara. What was the status of the lechem? Until you had the Shechita was Mekadosh. Let's say they had Kedushas Damim. So how did it get out of Kedushas Damim now? What? Well, you don't have Kvasim. You don't have Kvasim. So, Lashnis, we would say, it's only possible, one of two things. If the Tatar is not Mekadosh, it'll have to be the Tenufa. The Tenufa will too wipe the Kiddush. That's how the Chazanish learns it. If you hold the Lechem HaBoyim Mitznei Atzman, and assuming, at least, that the tader is not Mekadosh, not a klisharis, whatever reason, that the only way to do it, the tenufa, will have to be Mekadosh. If they're going to can't remain Kedushas Damim, I mean, we're talking, you're going to be Eitz in the midst of Shnei Alechem. You went out to Kvasim. The question is, so what, how could it possibly be Mutter Ba'achila? That we have to see. And also, how could it be Matir if you need it, you need a Matir? The kvasim are matirin, you don't have it, so you're stuck. How would you be able to eat it? The Gemara is saying you can't eat it, midoraisa. How? The only reason they're not is only because of a drabbanim, the king's name, because of a shtakin, what'll happen next year? And Amar Rabbah, mina amina lo. How do I know this? Amar Rabbah, mina amina lo. How do I know that lechem habayim mifnei yatzman? What the Gemara is saying over here is, and who is Rabbah? Rabbi says the oilam l'achila. Remember, we just said a few lines ago. Rabbi is the one that comes and says the oilam l'achila asyan. Really, Mita, you would really for Achila. And the reason why, you know, this is because of the Shtakot, because of the Xavier. But Meikar Adim should be right for Achila. Yeah, that's right. With what? What
do you mean? Let's say you don't have the question.
You don't have the Pesach. The Lechem.
It's not the Chodesh.
In the Migdash.
In the Migdash.
Look at Shmuel. It's not Pesach. Yeah, not the Omer. Yeah. Omer Rabba, Bida Amin Allah. This had Omer Rabbi Hida Hain Ben Bukhri. Here we are. We have Ben Bukhri again. The Yavda, who said that Kol Kayin Sheshaykel, a Kayin is that Kayin in Machsa Shekel.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Not really. No.
Hey, Ben Bukhri Biyabda. Kol Koyin, if he gives Machsa Shekel, later Chayte. He's not Machoyin in Machsa Shekel. But if he does it, he's not Chayte. He's not Machoyin in it. But if he does it, he's not a Chayte. He can give it. On the Rabbi Yechad Ben Zakkai. No. Loki, that's not true. El kol kayin she'enu shayko. He's kayin v'machzah shekel. Kol kayin who does not give machzah shekel is chaytei. Ella, people are under the wrong misconception. Ella shakai hadim darshan because eliyatzman. The kahadim darshan this and they say that they should not be chayin. Why? Because it says v'chamichas kayin kaloti elosei yachel. Whenever a Kayan brings a mincha, as we all know, there's no kmitza, the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. There's no mincha's nadova like a Yisrael. He puts the whole thing on the Mizbeach, kula kalio. Ayol v'yoymer. So he says the following. The din is a Kayan, whenever he brings it, he cannot eat anything. But what happens over here? Well, what do you do with the shkolim? Ayol v'yoymer shtei alechem. V'lechem apadim. Shalonu hein. We, as Kehadim, we get to eat the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem Apadim. They're all Menachos, remember. They all are called Menachos. Hayech Necholim. So he says, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apadim, Shalonu Heim. Hayech Necholim. How can it be a Hadi Shtei Alechem? How can it be able to be eaten? How are we allowed to eat it? How would we be able to eat? It's a minchas kayin. How would we be able to eat it? If we gave the shkolim, it means that we have a chalik. It's really a mincha. Just like a minchas yachid. What was their mistake? Just like a minchas yachid is kulo kalil. We as a chalik of the tzibor are gaving a chalik in that mincha. We should be disqualified from eating it. Because we never eat the mincha where we bring it. Our mincha is always kalil. We never partake from our mincha. Yisrael brings it, we eat it. If we bring it ourselves, we don't eat it. So how are we not disqualified from eating the shtei alechem,
nechidami? Why couldn't they eat from the other part?
What?
Why couldn't they eat from the rest of it? The 2% is kahana, so let them eat the rest. Who contributed?
Yeah, but it means as long as they have a chalik, it means that it's partially minchas kahana.
We don't hold
back. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. Hechi dami, ilei bavosim hazevach. Atu taina v'lachma, mi lo minadvi. So, thinking about it, what is this, what's the rationale here? Hechi dami, hanishtei alechad. What are we talking about over here? I think about it. Fine. And that's their rationale. Great thing about it. Hadi Shtei Alechem that we're talking about over here, Ben Bukhri, together with Rabbi Yechad Ben Zakkai. Which Shtei Alechem are we talking about? How is it? Elaim, the Vosim HaZevach. What are they worried about? You brought them with the Zevach. And now the Shtei Alechem have to be eaten. And they hold that we would not be able to eat it. Why is it any different? Atu Taina V'Lachma. Mi Lo B'Nadvi. Kaihadim Achlu. They can eat Lechem that was brought together, the Taina that was brought together with the carpet Taina. And if they brought together, why should be able to bring it together with the Kaihanim, with the Kif, with the Kvasit? But the Gemara says what? No, because it's not the Prat. the way we explained it. El Olam, it's talking about B'tnei Yatzman. And you see what? B'tnei Echad Echad, you see obviously that it's supposed to be eaten. Al Malachi La'asya. Amalei Abayna, Li'ayl B'asya Ma'asevach. You can learn, it's talking, it's not too still. B'tnei Kashyalach, B'tayda, B'lachma. The Gemara tells us, Lachmei Tayda Lalikri Mincha. Now that, we'll have to bear this in mind for the rest of Menachos also. Sometimes Lachmei Tayda is able, we'll come over there, you can remember, that the Zabrab Zachar Oslish Latayv, that we mentioned it over here on that Ben Vav HaMebeis, where the Gemara tells us, Lachmei Tayda does not have Hashem Lechem. We'll have to, if you remind me, less that in the Masechta later on, different places, Gemara will refer to the Lachmei Tayda as a mincha. But what we have over here, the Gemara tells us here, Lachmei Tayda is not a mincha. And therefore, it's nothing to do with it. It's nothing to do with our discussion. Kol El Tia is only by a mincha. On the other hand, what are we talking about the din? A mincha chadasha l'Hashem. What are we talking about? Shnei Alechem. That's mabish the template for all dinei menachos. Therefore, it's not too stuff to hear. Rab Yosef Amar Li'aylam L'Sreifa Asyat. La'aylam. It's brought for Sreifa, not for Achila. And you say that the whole thing is only Exer Mishum Eshtakot. Like Rabba said that. Rav Yosef said, no, the whole thing is not even oimin the chatchila for achila. It's not earmarked for achila. No kvasim, no achila. It's there for sreifa. The Haida Taima, the Losak Finan. You want to know the reason why you don't burn it on Yontif? You shade Safar Kachem Yontif. What do you mean? Ain't Safar Kachem Yontif? That's by Kachem Psulim. Ain't Safar Kachem Yontif. If that's, you're telling me that Meikar Adin, what do you do with Lechem? Meikar Adin, you burn it. Yes, it's like Akhtara, or more, it's more Parman Sraf. Hacha, the Mitzvah Samachach, Tzafin, Mini, Yavi, a Parman Sashim, a Kippurim. What do you do with the Parman Sire of Yom Kippur? That's their mitzvah, Parman Srafim. You burn it on Yontif. And therefore, you should do the same thing. Here, El Amar Rav Yosef. Gzeira, the reason why you don't do El Amar Rav Yosef.
It's a hard
thing. Gzeira Sheba Yistadnu Lehem Fasim Liachar Bikar. You want to know why you don't burn it? Meyikar Adin, you should burn it. Or Nyantif. Why not? Sheba Yistadnu Lehem Fasim Liachar Bikar. Let's say you burnt it. You burnt it. You don't have fussin, you burnt it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's say 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you came up with fussin.
Too late.
Too late, it's burnt already. Well, let's see. Wait. We have to see how Rashi says it here. Omar Leah by Tayna Kozman Akravasan. Very nice, you want to leave it. And you want to burn it. All right. And therefore you hold that, you don't want to burn it. Fine, don't burn it. Don't burn it a whole day. Wait till 4 or 5 o'clock. But what happens after 5 o'clock? Tena calls back Ravas and Lavada Lavasar Achila Sarfino. You might as well better. Why do you have to wait till tomorrow morning? Ibertsura? My tumor to Rasa Nami Diktoni? Maybe what it means is really Labdafka tumor to Rasa. Doesn't mean like it normally is. It's Sura Sakravasa. Here we have the big machlokes. Rashi learns. What does it mean? Surah Sakravasa, you'll do it after the Tabit Shobeno Arbayim. That's how Rashi learns it. Basar Hafi, Rashi says, you'll do it after the Tabit Shobeno Arbayim. Lavasar Hafi is Vinitarai, why is it that it is like that? So you do it then. I think Rashi over here says it. Zman Hakravasa, Tabit Shobeno Arbayim, afterwards you can burn it. This is because Rashi is really the Shitosai. That if you cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah, then it's Fafal. Tais says, remember, from Mitzkaka of Ian Bashir, that we have in Tais and Rashana that we had a problem by, that if, let's say, they did bring the Musaf before Tabat Shemeno Arbayim. Even though normally you're not allowed to bring a carbon tzibur after Ketamin Shomeinu Arbayim, normally, but L'tzayach HaTzibur, the carbon tzibur that you have to be Mekayim the Muslim, is Daicha the Yisr of Ketamin Shomeinu Arbayim. And therefore, and not like Rashi. Rashi, Machlekes Rashi and Tesfis and Rashana and Daflamid. And the Rashi, then precisely Shita Sayil here, if you take a look at Tesfis over here, he rejects Rashi's pshat because of this. See the Tosfos, Tzuris HaKarvasim, Rashi learns till Tamid Shomeinu Arbayim. It's Shmaitam, from the Skakal of Eim Bashir, we say that it's not like that. You should be able to Chachdeir with the Farish Ad HaLaila. You should be able to burn it until Laila, after Laila, you don't. Omar Lay, does he wait till a Laila?
Yeah.
Omar Lay Abayim. The Mosar Achim, why don't you burn it afterwards? What do you mean? By to Nami, the Tani, Tura Sakramas, and you wait till then to burn it. Now, of course, what do you mean? Not a Lila. What happens by Lila? By Lila, Bashi, you burn it. How can you burn it by Lila? Instead of a Kutchum by Lila. This already is going to be totally remember with what we said. That day, the Shah Melech, that the Shah Melech tells us the deed for the Rambams. That the din that ain't suffering kachim by Lila only applies by pigle and nicer, not by tabeg or anything else. And not like the teres kayanim. The teres kayanim is beferish that the din of ain't suffering kachim by Lila applies in all cases. It's a night of Yehuda. Also like that, if you, an important night of Yehuda in Larachayim. And Simon Tzadik Vav, if you want to look at it, he deals with this then also, whether or not other psulim you're able to do balayla. And it would, yeah, all right. I'm just leaving over a... All right, we have to...
In the middle of the fire.
What?
In the middle of the fire.
I'm just right in the middle of it. All right, not in the middle of it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.